Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Here's the podcast for Live the Promise. Enjoy the conversation.
It's time for the Artist Corner, where you'll hear from some of your favorite artists about their faith.
Then I felt like the Lord said, you know, it doesn't matter what brings you to my word, because when you go there, you're going to be filled and you're going to learn. And I've been learning.
Their families.
We are in ministry as an entire family. And what I mean by that is my wife and I decided to start homeschooling our children so that the distance wouldn't have to be so great when I go on tour.
Their music.
I love the truth of the first line. What in the world is this that you have laid down your life?
And the stories behind the songs.
How do you pick the stories that you wind up writing songs inspired by? And I feel like those stories pick me.
And now, the Artist's Corner on Live the Promise. Here's Susie Larson.
Thanks so much for tuning in today. I'm so glad to have you listening, and I hope you had a really great week, a very happy Friday to you. Well, as you just heard, it's another Artist Corner edition. Oftentimes we have well-known artists on the show. This time we're hearing from a couple you may or may not have heard of, but I believe we're going to hear a lot more from them in the near future. John Carlos and Gabriela Velez, our husband and wife team, they're here today in studio to share their hearts and their music, and I am so excited. A couple quick announcements first. Maybe you've been hearing about this on Live the Promise on Faith Radio as a whole, because we've been advertising it because we're so excited about it. We've got a writers' conference coming up in the summer, Saturday, July 15th. We're bringing in A-list faculty. If you've got a dream, a desire, even just an interest in possibly writing to get published, I pray that you'll join us on Saturday, July 15th. The reason we're talking about it now is because we've got the website live, we've got an A-list faculty lined up, and the first 350 of you to register are guaranteed a one-on-one appointment with a faculty member of your choice. So if you've got a dream and a desire, I'm challenging you, do not let fear stand in your way. Get on the website, just spend a little time there. It's NorthwesternChristianWritersConference.com. Spend some time, look at the breakout sessions, look at the faculty, ask God who he would have you meet with, and then sign up for that appointment, and then start to get ready. Start to practice some writing. Start to pray about the kind of genre that God would have you write in, and then do join us. We are so excited about it. If you need more information, on the Live the Promise show page, there's a banner at the top. You'll find a link to the website there, or here it is, Northwestern Christian Writers Conference. com. Also, a shout out to those listening in one of our new markets and our new areas on one of our new signals, 1290 AM in Hartford, 94.1 FM in West Hartford, Connecticut. We love you. We're so grateful to be in your community and grateful to have you part of the Faith Radio family. Also, to our friends listening in on our new signal, 93.1 FM in Waterloo, and to our friends in Madison listening in on 104.7 FM and in the Twin Cities 90.7 FM. And then those friends who are listening from around the world streaming online through our app. We're so grateful to do this journey with you and do life with you. If you don't know yet about our Faith Radio app, it is amazing. You can take us with you wherever you go. Check it out in the Apple App Store or on Google Play. Well, as I said, it's another edition of Artist Corner today on Live the Promise, and I'm excited for you to meet this dear couple. So let me not waste another minute. Let me tell you about them. We'll get them on the show. John Carlos and Gabriela Velez are husband and wife duo from Minneapolis, Minnesota. It all started when they were 13 years old, singing together in their youth group worship team. They began singing together, writing songs together, and eventually they fell in love. They've also added a new addition to their duo, their beautiful daughter, Eliana Isabel. Is that an amazing name or what? And together, they have traveled around the globe singing and performing for the glory of the Lord. And as a couple, they passionately serve as worship pastors at Emmanuel Christian Center in Minneapolis, part of Emmanuel Live Worship Album, which you'll hear maybe a couple songs off the Emmanuel Live Album, birthed out of this local church and the movement of worship that's happening there. John Carlos, Gabriela, welcome to the studio.
Thank you, Susie.
Good to have you both. I can't wait to have you share your story. We're going to start with a passage of Scripture, and both of you can speak to it if you'd like. But you chose Psalm 5, verses 1 through 3, and then verse 7. O Lord, hear me as I pray. Pay attention to my groaning. Listen to my cry for help, my King and my God. For I pray to no one but you. Listen to my voice in the morning, Lord. Each morning I bring my requests to you. And I wait expectantly. Because of your unfailing love, I can enter your house. I will worship at your temple with deepest awe. So, Gabby, let's start with you. What about that passage means so much to you?
Oh, man. Well, John Carlos and I, this song that he wrote, Depths of My Heart, we'll sing it here in a little bit. It came out of just, I don't know. Maybe he should start.
That's okay.
It's just
because
this is his song.
Yeah, you can speak to it, Gabby, after if you like. Go ahead, John. John Carlos.
Well,
sorry.
For me, this definitely came out of a time where I was just seeking the Lord, and I was just asking, Lord, what is it that you have me to do? It was at a time, actually before you and I were married. We were just dating at the time. But as I read this, and actually a couple months ago, the Lord revealed this to me again, and he reminded me in verse 3, it said, listen to my voice in the morning, Lord. Each morning I bring my requests to you and wait expectantly. I love that David says, and I wait expectantly. Mm-hmm. And that's something that as we seek the Lord, that we have the promise in knowing that we can wait expecting God to do something.
That's right.
And that just is such a beautiful thing to me to remind myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell people all the time, cry out to Jesus, cry out to the Lord every single day and wait that God is going to answer.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to answer, maybe not the way that we might think, but his ways are higher than our ways.
Yeah.
And knowing that God is going to come through.
Indeed.
Isn't that beautiful?
It's an amazing thing. It's not a one-way conversation. We're not just speaking to the air. We're speaking to the star-breathing God who delights in every detail of our lives, and he wants to hear what we have to say. He wants to do this journey with us. It's such an amazing thing. So I think if you don't mind, we'll have you do this first song, but after this, I'd love to get some backstory on your faith journey, what it was like for you both growing up and how you came to Christ and just navigating those waters. But you set up the song so beautifully, Depths of My Heart. So let's hear it.
Amen.
Out of the depths my heart will sing. Lord, I surrender all of me. I give my life to worship you. Lord, let it be spirit and truth. And
thank you for sharing that. Absolutely amazing. So, John Carlos, let's start with you. What was growing up like for you, and when did you first get the sense that God was with you?
Wow. Well, that starts at a very young age for me, all the way back to when my grandmother would pray over my mother's tummy when I was still in her womb. And she would speak out and say, this is going to be a man that proclaims the gospel through his voice.
Wow.
And she remembers when I was about 6 months old, actually, she was playing some worship music at home while cleaning, and she would take care of us while my parents went to work. And she remembers that, and she says that the Holy Spirit just came and just fell upon me, and I just started laughing and just almost like singing at an early age of 6 months. Well, fast forward to about 5 years old, my parents and teachers would ask me, Giancarlos, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I always said, I want to be a minister. Mm-hmm. I want to preach. I want to sing about Jesus. At 5 years old.
Wow.
While most kids would say, oh, I want to be a superhero or a baseball player, I said, I want to be a minister. I want to preach.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
So that's just fun. So growing up, I always went to church. My parents would take me. At times, I would take myself. I just always wanted to be in the house of God. And my parents saw that I had a music ability, and I remember my dad came home one day with a guitar, and I would just start picking up the guitar, and I didn't know what I was doing, but my grandpa would hum these songs, and I would pick it up by ear, and eventually, we didn't know what God was going to do, but I started singing, and my youth worship team met my wife at a young age, and the Lord was just always very present in my life. And obviously there were some tough times in that. I've seen some crazy things growing up in the city of Milwaukee. A lot of my friends, they don't know the Lord right now. And unfortunately, I've had some friends that have passed away due to unwise decisions. But the Lord always protected me from those situations. And just seeing his faithfulness through everything. And just even through the prayers of a woman like my grandmother, that she would pray in my mother's womb. Man, that's just powerful.
You know, the power of the spoken word and the prayed word. I mean, and even the power of generations of faith being passed down. There's like an accumulative effect, you know? So if you're a first generation Christian listening, don't be afraid to be praying for your children and their children, and to be, you know, standing in faith, because it's a very big deal to God. I mean, God inspired your grandma to pray that, knowing the call of God on your life. And what a beautiful thing. How about you, Gabby?
Yeah, it's funny. We both have these praying grandmas. They're a little,
fantastic.
We say they're short and sweet, under 5 feet. I grew up a single mom, and we live with our grandparents. And so from a young age, just like Giancarlos, I felt a strong call. Just they'd asked me, Gabby, what do you want to be when you grow up? I said, I want to sing. I want to sing for Jesus. That's what I want to do. And that never changed from when I was like 3 years old.
My goodness.
My mom and my grandma, they prayed over me, and they just spoke things over me at a young age. And they got me in any, you know, at church, and they made sure that I was there, and that I was just, I don't know, they just went above and beyond always to, I don't know. I'm just
to direct
so,
you.
Yes,
where, yeah.
Just direct me. And, I'm just so thankful for them. So, yeah, I grew up in with my mom and my grandparents almost my whole life until I was a teenager. And just met Giancarlos at church. And
it went all downhill from there, right?
Just kidding. Yep, and, you know, went through, obviously, some hard times, and struggled with my faith as I got older, but always came back to God. And
And here you are now, walking together. We're going to pause here and take a break. And when we come back, we're going to hear more songs from Giancarlos and Gabriela Valles. Can't wait for you to hear more. We'll be back in a minute. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. It's another Artist Corner edition on Live the Promise. Today in studio, I have Giancarlos and Gabriela Valles. They are worship pastors at a local church in the Twin Cities, and they are beautiful inside and out. They love Jesus, love each other. They've got an amazing little daughter, and just their voices blend together so Oh, my goodness, so beautifully. So they're in just sharing some songs live. We'll play a couple recorded albums. They're on staff at Emmanuel Christian Center. John Carlos, tell us about the song Revive Us.
Revive Us. Well, actually, that was funny. I will never forget that. We were living in a townhome just recently after we joined staff at Emmanuel, and it was an interesting season for us in our journey. We were only married for about a year, I would say, and I'm a heavy sleeper. Okay.
My
wife, yeah. Yeah. So definitely I remember my wife just turning around, babe. And then she just whack hit me. She's like, the Lord gave me a song. And I woke up and I was like, okay, sing it. And she sang the chorus for this song.
Wow.
Which was such a beautiful thing. And
yeah. So I'll speak into a little bit backstory. So I was reading at that time, I remember reading Ezekiel 37, and part of it says, I'll breathe my life into you and you will live.
Hmm.
So it was a time in my life, I remember I was just going through kind of a season where I was just spiritually dry. I was feeling worn out and I just needed God to just breathe new life into me. And so, yeah, I fell asleep and literally God just gave me that song. And I woke up. Yeah, I was like, wake up. Is this okay? Does this sound good? And he's like, record this on your phone and we'll look at it tomorrow, you know. And so, yeah, it just literally God just breathed that song into me, I felt. And so we wrote the rest of it like the next day. And it's just it was really the cry of my heart. And it is still. And I just, you know, when we're facing dead ends in our life or we need God to just renew us and breathe some new life into us and, you know, renew passions, renew faith, renew anything. And so this song is really just the cry of our
hearts. And again, go back to your opening verse. He answers those prayers because these are things he wants for us to replenish and redeem and restore and refresh us. And he loves prayers like that. So as you listen to this song, let this be the cry of your heart. It's Revive Us.
Wonder upon wonder, you move, oh God. So pour out your spirit, awaken us, and move in strength, oh God, come breathe new life into us, we ask for your glory to fall, our hearts cry out, Lord, send your fire, burn deep in our bones. Renewing passion, revive in my soul, and move in strength, oh God, come breathe new life into us, we ask for your glory to fall, our hearts cry out, our hearts cry out. Take hold of our hearts, we're desperate for more. Revive us, Lord. Take hold of our hearts, we're desperate for more. Revive us, and move in strength, oh God. Come breathe new life into us, we ask for your glory to fall. Our hearts cry.
And you got that in the middle of the night.
I really did.
Okay, so I'm having a little jealousy issue because you sleep deep and you get songs. I got neither of those things. But anyway, that's fantastic. So beautiful. Okay, we've got about 3 minutes, a little over 3 minutes before our bottom of the hour break. Maybe sing "Oh Come to the Altar," and if you need to tell us about it on the other side, let's do that. So we'll be taking this song to the break. Let's hear it. Wow, you guys, thank you so much. When we come back from the break, I want to chat with you a little bit about just the internal process. You know, we are in a celebrity-driven culture, and it's really infiltrated the church. And to live in that tension between stewarding your gifts, trusting God with your gifts, I think inside, if we're honest, there's times we get impatient, wondering, why, God, aren't you moving faster? Other times he starts to move and the fear rises up. How do you steward your current assignment with a heart that's fixed on the Lord? I just think that's a question I often ask guests who come on, because it's, you know, it's an important conversation that we could walk with a pure heart and trust that God has us and his timing is perfect, and he makes us wait because he makes us ready, right? Amen. We'll talk about that on the other side. Talking to John Carlos, Gabriela Valles. It's an Artist Corner. We've got some more songs, more great conversation up ahead, and we'll be back in a minute. Welcome back. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. Having a lot of off-air good conversation here behind the scenes. Really glad you tuned in. It's an Artist Corner today. We've got our friends John Carlos and Gabriela Valles in studio. Maybe you've heard of them. Maybe you haven't. They're worship pastors at Emmanuel Christian Center in Minneapolis. But I do believe there'll be a day that many will have heard of you. I believe you guys are just getting going. They are singers, songwriters, worship leaders. They're young parents, and just a delightful, delightful couple. Before the break, I just set up the question, and I asked this to lots of my guests, and it's, as I mentioned off air, this is what my whole book, Your Beautiful Purpose, is about, is that inner battle of keeping a pure heart around the calling in this celebrity-driven culture. Because you look at our persecuted brothers and sisters and what they lay on the line just to say yes to Jesus. It's a totally different game in America. A lot of our temptation is shifting our weight to getting the credit, to trying to manipulate our way, you know what I mean, that kind of a thing. And there is something about staying in step with God and trusting Him. And I would just love to have just a conversation around that. What's that been like for you? When you know you've got this absolutely amazing talent, you've got a little baby, you got a great gig. I mean, you're with a huge, amazing church. But even so, I mean, how do you process that, John Carlos?
Man, well, I think it's all about the condition of your heart.
Indeed it is.
And, you know, day after day, I have to remind myself daily who I'm doing this for and why I'm doing it.
Amen.
You know, so much of the time, it's easy for us to get caught up in the motions and doing our thing. And especially as creative musicians, we think that, we're creating all these things and we can get wrapped up so much in the solely the process of creating. But really, it's such a beautiful thing when you open up and say, wow, this is much bigger. I'm actually downloading something that the Creator has placed in me.
Indeed.
And that's the reason why I can create or be creative and allow my juices to flow, so to speak. But so much of the time, it definitely comes down to the condition of your heart. And I believe of going full force, like go with it. I believe that we're supposed to be, as the church, we're supposed to be setting the standard of what
Amen.
The Lord sees to be excellent.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to give my best. I want to be the best singer that I could possibly be. I want to be the best musician that I could possibly be, not for my own credit, but to give the glory to God and say, hey, He created me and I'm doing this for the glory of Jesus.
Yeah. Amen.
Well, that just speaks.
That gets
Vimes.
My heart beating, too. And
yeah.
Mark Batterson says, work like it all depends on you and pray like it all depends on God. And,
Amen.
And Gabby, would you add anything to that? Any thoughts?
Yeah. I mean, he's really said it all, but...
That's okay. Yeah, he said it, and he did it well. And I'm seeing you nod the whole time he talks. So what he said. Okay, so this recording, taking me over. John Carlos, tell us a word about it before we hear it, because this is something you guys did that's sort of a spinoff of the song that's on the Emmanuel Live album. Is that right?
Yeah, well, I remember one day up in our loft, I just started playing around on the piano, and I'm not a real good piano player. My wife is way better. But I was like, hey, babe, what do you think about this? And I start dancing a little bit. And I start singing this chorus, your love is taking me over. And I was like, oh, that's kind of catchy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just thinking, man, God's love truly takes us over.
Wait, did you write
joy.
That song?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Come on.
That's an original that actually myself, my wife, a friend of ours, Jaron Grinnell, and Mark Allen, actually, we all partnered up and co-wrote the song together. But it kind of all birthed out of a time, just us in the loft just joking around, dancing. And I was like, wow, this brings a lot of joy. Like, let's declare this.
Yeah.
Let's sing this out. And just hearing how amazing God's love is and knowing the joy that Jesus brings and finding the fulfillment in who He is, that He is love. And I wanted to say, man, we got to write a song that gets people dancing about God's love.
And I'm all for that. Come on. So you have one version of this on Emmanuel Live, and this is more of an acoustic, you said, version?
Yeah, we call it acoustic pop.
Come on.
Acoustic soul pop.
There you go. You obviously call it that. I love it. Let's listen in.
Nothing can tear us apart. Your love goes on and on. It's rising.
Wow, that is so fun. And if I can just be honest, I'm a cyclist, so right away my brain goes to the flats on my bike, 25 miles an hour, head down, hauling, just because it's got that awesome steady beat. Wow, but, you know, while I'm worshiping, of course, because it's all worship. Fantastic. Amen. Thank you, you guys. That's amazing. We are going to take our last break after this next song. So tell us about the song Hymn from Emmanuel Live, and we'll go out to break with that one.
Man, well, I remember a time when we were at the church offices. It was myself, Pastor Mark Allen, Schoolmeesters, who's been on this show before, mm-hmm. and then David Belt, one of our former worship leaders at Emmanuel, and he presented this song to both Mark and I. And it's kind of a modern take of an old hymn, just declaring the truths of who Jesus is, why Jesus came down to this earth to save us all and to bring us salvation, and why we can sing. And it just makes our heart want to sing, praise the Lord, mm-hmm. hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. And really, this song is just talking about praising and exalting the name of Jesus, declaring his name, declaring that who he is, and just stating as a declaration to the whole world, Jesus Christ is Lord.
Beautiful. Can't wait to hear it. Let's listen in.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Every tongue confess his name. Let the whole earth rejoice. All creation give him praise. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Every heart. Such a sacrifice, my Redeemer, perfect one. For my sins, he there was hung. Oh, my soul, awake and sing to Jesus Christ, our humble King.
One word for that song, epic. Wow. Don't go away. More with Gabby and John Carlos in a minute. Good news, we are who he says we are. And what if we lived out of that love and that promise and that truth instead of constant reaction to our stuff? You know what? That enemy constantly wants to bait us into looking left and right. The Lord Jesus invites us to look up and to just take our cues from him. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. Have my friends John Carlos and Gabriela Vallez in for an artist corner. If you just tuned in, wow, you're going to have to go back and catch the podcast because they've been sharing, they've been singing, they got their guitar in studio. It's just been a beautiful, precious time. Got just a time for probably 2.5 songs left here. Would love for you, John Carlos, to set up the song Power in Your Name. Tell us about it.
Yeah, well, actually, that came from a really, really difficult time and my life personally, and actually both of our lives, and we were just in our first year of marriage, and we have gone through just some really, really trying seasons. And I remember washing the dishes in our home, and I just told my wife, I said, if ministry is this tough, and if doing this can be so tough, I don't want to do it anymore. I just felt like giving up. Yeah. I really did. I was so discouraged. And I just remember Gabby looking at me and saying, babe, there's power in the name of Jesus. Just sing out Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Amen. And I think back to actually what my brother and I were talking about this a while back. Whenever he and I would be scared, you know, as little kids, my mom would just say, guys, just sing the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. All those demons and all those bad things, they have to flee because there's so much power in the name of Jesus. And that holds so much truth. And years later, after we wrote this song, together, my wife and I and Mark Allen, we find that years later still has some incredible impact that my wife would love to share.
Yeah, so recently my mom was diagnosed with Lyme's disease, and she's been really, really sick the last maybe 3 years and not knowing what was going on. They thought maybe she had MS, maybe she had a brain tumor. It was just this crazy time of not knowing. Eventually, we found out she has Lyme disease, and it's been a battle. It's been a struggle for her, and it's just been tough for me to watch. I'm her only child.
Wow.
And so for me, we don't live by each other. And so this song, I just would send it to her all the time. I said, Mom, just listen to this song. There's so much power when you speak the name of Jesus. And there's the pre-chorus is, there's healing in you, Jesus. There's healing in your name. There's power in your name. And I think there's something so powerful when we declare our healing even before we've seen it come to pass. And so just declaring yeah, I'm healed and there's healing in your name. I don't see it yet, but God, I know that it's coming and I'm just going to trust you because there's power in your name.
Beautiful. So good. And we'll be keeping her in our prayers for sure. Let's hear the song.
Power in your
Goosebumps, absolutely. And there's something so powerful about singing and declaring God's word and his truth. Thank you for sharing that. John Carlos, I wonder if you just kind of keep playing for us. I can't believe where the time has gone here. But you guys are available, aren't you, for events and camps and those kinds of things?
Absolutely.
So I know people are listening today from around the country going, how can I get a hold of this dynamic duo? Is the best way, Gabriella, to find you is on Facebook?
Yes, we have our... Is it an artist page that we have, John Carlos and Gabriella? It's on Facebook. That's probably the easiest way to get a hold of both
Very
of us.
Good. John Carlos and Gabriella, search for them on Facebook. And as we're getting ready to wrap here, John Carlos, I wonder if you would pray for that person who's in that valley. And maybe they're not in ministry. Maybe they've got a job that they hate. But they feel like, I feel like quitting. And I need that revival Gabby was talking about, that refreshment. Wonder if you would pray for that person.
Amen. Amen. So, Father God, we give you thanks. We give you praise, regardless of the situation, regardless of the circumstance. And Lord, we know that situations do not define us. Circumstances cannot define us. But Lord, these things can refine us, Lord Jesus. So Lord, I pray that for those that may be feeling like they're in that fire, that it burns and it hurts sometimes, Lord, I pray that right now that your spirit may be bringing comfort to them, comfort to those who mourn, Jesus. Father God, I just pray for peace that surpasses all understanding. For those that are questioning and doubting things, for those that feel like giving up on life, Lord Jesus, I pray that you may just give a new passion, give a new sense of hope, Lord Jesus, that only you can give. Lord, I pray that we may not rely on our own strength, but we may truly depend on the power of the name of Jesus. In your precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen. This has been an absolutely delightful time, and I wish you God's best, and I thank you for both joining us today.
Thank you, Susie.
Loved having you.
Thank
you,
Susie.
You've been listening to Live the Promise. I'm Susie Larson. In just a bit, you'll find a podcast of today's program up on our website at myfaithradio.com. And tell you what, send this to some friends. Maybe John Carlos and Gabby can lead your next event. That would be absolutely amazing. And remember this, you hear it from me every day. The Lord wants you to last long and finish strong. He's the one who'll keep you strong to the end. Have a great day. Thanks for listening to this Live the Promise podcast. These conversations are available because of listener support. You can make a gift now at myfaithradio.com. To avoid missing future editions of the show, subscribe to the podcast today at iTunes or your podcast player. And thanks for sharing this audio link with a friend and grow the impact of Live the Promise.